You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia. Home of Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks, weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Key and YouTube.com. At Braves Country. Braves Country today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country today. Southern sports talk with the voice of Braves Country baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country today. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Hey, Braves fans, I'm Mac McGee with Braves Country. We'll be right here on The Key all year long giving you Braves Country baseball, pitch by pitch, inning by inning of your Atlanta Braves. Make sure to catch Braves Country right here on The Key. We go live 3 to 5, and we'll keep you up to date on the upcoming schedule for Braves Country. That's Braves Country HD and Braves Country baseball right here on The Key. Lineup for Yesterday by Ogden Ash. A is for Alex, the great Alexander. More goose eggs he pitched than a popular gander. B is for Bresnahan, back of the plate. The Cubs were his love and McGraw his hate. C is for Cobb, who grew spikes not corn and made all the basemen wish they weren't born. D is for Dean, the grammatical diz. When they asked who's the tops, said correctly, I is. E is for Evers, his jaw in advance, never afraid to tinker with chance. F is for Fordham and Frankie and Fish. I wish he were back with the Giants, I wish. G is for Gehrig, the pride of the stadium. His record, pure gold. His courage, pure radium. H is for Hornsby, when pitching to Raj, the pitcher would pitch, then the pitcher would dodge. I is for me, not a hard-hitting man, but an outstanding all-time, incurable fan. J is for Johnson, the big train in his prime, was so fast he could throw three strikes at a time. K is for Keeler, as fresh as green paint, the fastest and mostest, to hit where they ain't. L is for LaHoy, whom Clevelanders love. Napoleon himself, with glue in his glove. M is for Maddie, who carried a charm in the form of an extra brain in his arm. N is for Newsom, Bobo's favorite kin. You ask how he's here, he talked himself in. O is for Ott, of the restless right foot. When he leaned on the pellet stay put. P is for Plank, the arm of the A's. When he tangled with Matty, games lasted for days. Q is for Don Quixote, Cornelius Mack. Neither Yankees nor years can halt his attack. R is for Ruth, to tell you the truth. There's no more to be said, just R is for Ruth. S is for Speaker, Swift center field tender. When the ball saw him coming, it yelled, I surrender. T is for Terry, the giant from Memphis, whose 400 average you can't overemphasize. U would be Ubel if Carl wore a cockney, but we say Hubble in baseball like football in Rockney. V is for Vance, the Dodgers' very own Dazzy. None of his rivals could throw as fast as he. W, Wagner, the bow-legged beauty, short, closed to all traffic, with Honus on duty. X is the first of two X's in Fox, who was right behind Ruth with his powerful socks. Y is for Young, the magnificent Cy. People battled against him, but I never knew why. Z is for Zenith, the summit of fame. These men are up there, These men are the game. Lineup for yesterday, Ogden Ash, January 1949, Sport Magazine. Braves Country. Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball all year long. Hi, I'm Mac McGee. We'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch, inning-by-inning of your Atlanta Braves. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Please like and subscribe to youtube.com/@Braves Country. Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, but with one inning more to play. And when Cooney died at first and Barrows did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to the hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could, but get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did Jimmy Blake, and the former was a hoodoo, while the latter was a cake. So upon that stricken multitude, grim, melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single, to the wonderment of all, and Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second and Flynn a-hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats and more rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley. It rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain and recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing, and a smile lit Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eye, a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in a haughty grandeur there. Closed by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of a storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" shouted someone on the stand, and it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the dun sphere flew. But Casey ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" "Fraud!" cried the maddened thousands, and echoed answered, "Fraud!" But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The sneer is from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball. And now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Well, somewhere in the favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. Casey at the Bat, Ernest Lawrence Thayer, published June 3rd, 1888. San Francisco Examiner. Braves Country Today. We're talking Southern sports. We go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Braves Country Today, Southern Sports Talk with the voice of Braves Country Baseball, Mac McGee. Joined every day from sports analysts from all over Braves Country, talking college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and what's trending in the world of sports. Braves Country Today, we go live 3 to 5 weekdays right here on WQEE. Hey, Braves. Braves Country, Braves Country HD is bringing you Braves Country Baseball. Braves Country comes to you every Tuesday night and Friday night, and two bonus games every week. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we'll be bringing you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch, your Atlanta Braves. It's free to listen. Please like and subscribe. YouTube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country Baseball, for the fans, by the fans.
You're in Braves Country.
Braves Phillies. And this is going to be a good old-fashioned street fight, I think. This series is going to be fun. Looking forward to it. We've got the lineups are already out. Our good friend Bryce Harper is in the lineup tonight. It's interesting to me, 152 at-bats, he has three home runs. That's not Bryce Harper liking. You almost wonder, is it the injury? Did they rush him back too early, or has he just not gotten his groove yet? But 152 at-bats is 152 at-bats. I mean, that's quite the sample size, right? For people who aren't familiar with it, typically, if you were to play close to every game in the season, you would have around 500, 550 at-bats, somewhere in that neighborhood. So we're talking about almost a little over a third of the season, a third of the season is essentially what he has played so far, a little less than that. It's three home runs. I mean, that's on pace if you played it out. 12 to 14 or 15 home runs, that's got to be concerning. It really does. Now, the Phillies have actually started playing pretty good baseball recently, but Harper only having three runs, you wonder, because remember, they rushed him back. They rushed him back. And so that could be a concern. Now, that doesn't mean I want to throw a meatball in there in the first inning to see, yeah, let's just see what you got. No, I'm good. I've seen enough Bryce Harper home runs against the Atlanta Braves. We good. Kyle Schwarber's got 20 home runs. Kyle Schwarber is the ultimate feast or famine. I thought it was bad last year. His batting average is .187. So he either absolutely clobbers the ball or it's an out. He has 48 hits this year in 257 at-bats. 48 hits, 20 of them are home runs. Think about that. Another guy who hasn't really gotten going, especially when you consider $300-plus million contract, Trey Turner. Remember that big hubba-baloo? Everybody in Braves Country wanted, we got to go get Trey Turner. I don't want Dansby Swanson. Got to get Trey Turner. And I laughed the whole time, going, yeah, they're not signing Trey Turner. If you can't afford Dansby Swanson at 177, you dang sure aren't getting Trey Turner. But the delusional Braves fan was always out there going, I got to get Trey Turner. Then we're going to trade for Shohei Ohtani. And if we have any extra money left over, Patrick Mahomes could possibly pitch for us. It's like that every single offseason. Anyways. We could possibly put LeBron James in left field and let's see what we could do out there. But anyways, we're back to reality. Trey Turner is a Philly. Everybody knew he was going to be a Philly. I mean, there was an outside chance that he was going to go back to L.A., but every report that I read, and we do these shows during the offseason too for folks who aren't familiar. We do a daily show during the offseason, and we go into, you know, basically predicting the free agent market. And we kept pounding the table. We kept saying, look, Trey Turner is going to be a Philly because, A, they had the money and were willing to spend it, and B, him and Bryce Harper were buddies from back in the Washington days, and C, and more importantly than anything else, you guys will know, his wife was from the area and she wanted to go home. That was very well documented. That's not saying that she wouldn't have said, nah, you know what, we're going to go to Kansas City because they're paying us $400 million, right? But she wanted to go home. He had spent the first part of his career in Washington, not that far from Philly. And she was from right outside that area. He's, let's call it what it is. You're making the wife happy, right? So, but Trey Turner, $300 million. So we'll just ballpark it, $30 million this year. 247 average, 7 home runs. That's not what they signed up for. He's been getting booed quite a bit. Now he's picked up his slug a little bit here recently. But even with all that being said, that is one of the most dangerous lineups in professional baseball that's not wearing an Atlanta Braves uniform. Especially when you look at the top half of their lineup. The bottom half of their lineup right now, and it's one of the things got to do with the fact that Rhys Hoskins out for the season, right? It's a devastating blow. That makes your lineup a little shorter. But you look at that lineup, the top four, we'll even say top five with JT Realmuto. Realmuto is a solid hitting catcher. He's just not doing what he normally does right now. And I don't care if we think he's going to get hot, if we think he's going to do this. I'm talking about what's going on right now. We're playing him today. We're not talking about a series down the road. JT Realmuto, 258, 8 home runs. The biggest thing you have to look at JT Realmuto if he gets on base for a catcher, something you normally don't have to worry about, he's got 10 steals. So their offense goes, that kid Stott is a pain in the rear. He's going to be batting down there at the six hole. And then you get Alex Bohm, who, you know, Bohm hasn't turned out to what they thought he would be already. He's still young. But 268 batting average, 7 home runs. Clemens, and yes, it's Roger Clemens' son. He is basically the fill-in for the injury that they had at first base at the beginning of the season. And they tried a couple of things, and basically he has, from what I've seen, he's played a lot of first base. And then Marsh is their center fielder. I'll take our lineup any day of the week over that. I mean, you go head-to-head. We don't have time to do this, but you go head-to-head down the line, I will take their lineup. By the way, not to be forgotten about, the All-Star ballot. The top two of each infield position and the designated hitter advance to the next round of them deciding essentially who's going to be in the All-Star game. And the top six. So right now, just without getting into the weeds of all that, here who is currently, as far as everyday players, eligible for the Atlanta Braves to go to the next round. Right now, Arcia, Acuna, and Sean Murphy all lead their positions. Right now, Riley, Olson, and Ozzy Albies are all in second, which means they'll move on. Right outside, and this is interesting, on the outside looking in at the number three spot in his position, is Travis d'Arnaud. We've got two of the top three catchers in the National League in the All-Star battle. Whether that's fair or not, I don't care about the argument of that. The point is, that's pretty cool. Travis d'Arnaud realistically has not played enough to be able to put him up there. And if Sean Murphy's injury continues, that's going to be an issue. But hopefully we'll get some good news on that front. Now, I can't remember if I brought this up, but tomorrow is the day that we will find out about Sean Murphy. Because I thought we might get some information today, and we may still. By Wednesday, if the Braves do not put Sean Murphy on the IL, which can backdate to Sunday, that's the rule. 3 days. and it can be the day after the alleged injury. After that, the Braves are either going to wing it and keep the roster the way it is, or you may see a move. You may see a move where I think there's a pretty good chance that they may try to get through the Philadelphia series, but I think there's a pretty good chance come hell or high water, you're either going to get Sean Murphy back this coming weekend, or you're going to get him on the IL so that they can bring in an infielder. Who that would be, that's up to them. Everyone's going to say, Vaughn Grissom. Dude, that dude just kicked the ball around on Sunday. You got another error. Not. They're going to want to continue to develop. Remember, there's been a slew of moves with the Atlanta Braves organization. Subtle moves over the last few weeks, and they've signed about three guys that they could bring up for a small stint if they had to lose them and DFA them. They're not going to lose any sleep over it. So there's that. By tomorrow, we'll know. So, and we might get the information today, but I'm saying by tomorrow, if they don't do it tomorrow, then they are under the impression Murphy will be back sometime this week. Right now, tonight, Travis Darnold's behind the plate. For those who are riding down the road and can't see the lineup, it is standard for what we've seen for the past little less than a week. Acuna's leading off. Ozzy is at second, and he's batting second. Riley's hitting third. Darnold is behind the plate, and he's cleanup. You're going to get Olsen. Ozuna is the DH tonight. There's a lefty on the mound. Arcia is batting seventh. I still say that man needs more at-bats. I want him up a little higher. I mean, especially against a lefty. He's batting 341. 341. That's going to get overshadowed by Arias every day of the week. But remember, he was injured for a stint, and he still has six homers and 25 RBI. Pilar is your left fielder. He's batting eighth, and the Michael Harris batting ninth. Man, how about Harris in the past? And it wasn't intentional because it was a rain out. But I kind of hit the nail on the head. He needed a day off to kind of refocus. Michael Harris came off that rain out after Tuesday and has been scalding hot. Since that game, he has raised his batting average almost 60 points. Now, when you have a terrible batting average and not a lot of at-bats because of the injury, kind of easy to do per se, but still, Harris, I just felt like he needed an opportunity to kind of sit back. I still would like to see from time to time give him and give Acuna a day off in the outfield. Now, not coming off of a day off against your arch rival. No, I don't mean that. But I wouldn't mind seeing one of them getting the DH nod and getting some of these other outfielders who were like Sam Hilliard's never getting at bats. So I wouldn't mind seeing Hilliard get into the outfield. We'll say like sometime this weekend against the Reds, against a right-hander, and you leave Acuna in the lineup, but you give Hilliard a shot, or maybe you DH Harris against a right-hander. You don't have to put a quote-unquote DH at the DH position every night. Keep some of the wear and tear off the tires. So we're only a little over 70 games in. This will be game 73 tonight. So we're not even halfway through. And these are the dog days of summer, June, July, August. These are the 3 months that are the biggest grind for Major League Baseball players to stay focused, to stay healthy, and to stay on top of their game. Every once in a while, it's not going to hurt to have a guy take a seat, take a load off, maybe get a different perspective. A lot of times when you see that, the guys come off that day off scalding hot, much like Harris is. All right, so those are your lineups. And if you look at the pitching matchup, Ranger Suarez, we all know the Braves tattoo left-handers. Ranger Suarez has pitched really, really well against the Atlanta Braves. Now, I don't know what to make of tonight's game with him because he's been up and down, but he's really pitched well his last couple outings. And so, with that being said, I'm going to assume. Now, here are Suarez's numbers versus the Braves. He has, see, how many games has he played? He started 6 games. He has a 3.21 ERA, not too shabby. 41 strikeouts in 42 innings. Braves have taken him deep 5 times. And let's see, 41 strikeouts in 42 innings. And what has been the walk rate against the Braves? 18 walks. So he's a little better than what he is on his career average. But just because the Braves hit lefties well does not mean Ranger Suarez is a gimme. Now, I do believe the more you see a guy advantage hitter, right? And the Braves, now, the last time the Braves saw him, and this is regular season, Ranger Suarez, 6 innings, no earned runs, got the win. Time before that, 6 innings, 1 earned run. Time before that, 5 innings, no earned runs. So the last 3 outings, 17 innings pitched, 1 earned run. A couple of times before that, the Braves got to him, but that was the beginning of the year last year where he was really struggling. He came on late. So it's not going to be an easy outing, which means Spencer Strider's got to step up, man. Spencer Strider's got to be, come on. Come on now. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how he's got to work things out and figure things out. You got to go out there and do some things, man. They've gone out and paid you. They've given you big money. You're the number 2 guy. Right now you're the number 1 guy because of the Freed injury. You're the number 2 guy in this rotation. You got to pull your bootstraps up. I don't want to hear any excuses. If you go out there and spit the bit again tonight, I don't want to hear all this junk. Now, I will say this. He has owned up to most of his stuff. But that's not the point. The point is, I don't care if you own up to it. Saying my bad over and over and over and over again, eventually everyone looks at you and goes, yeah, we know it's your bad. Can you fix it? I'm going to be interested to see what his velocity is. Normally, I don't pay attention to that, but he lives and dies off his strikeout and his velocity, and he's been averaging around 96 his last several outings. He was routinely 98, 99, 100. We have not seen that since the beginning of the year. Because we haven't heard anything injury-wise, my take is that it's got to be mechanical. Regardless, if he doesn't get it figured out, they'll put him on the ghost IL. And they may have already have done it if they weren't already in a bad way. Because sometimes they'll do that ghost IL. They'll find the smallest thing and say, oh, we're going to shut you down. And what they're really doing is they're wanting to restart you, reboot you, the young pitchers, because they want to focus on your delivery when you first come off and you start doing your work. You're not worried about getting guys out and winning games. You're worried about the basics. So that'll, to me, that is the game tonight. It's the starting pitching. If the Braves can get to Ranger Suarez and knock him out and get to that terrible Phillies bullpen, I believe we're going to get the W. But that's assuming Spencer Strider goes out there and gives us a quality start. Bare minimum, I want to see six innings. Bare minimum, I want to see below three earned runs or less. What I ideally, what you want to see in this situation, I want to see seven innings, two earned. That's the step up moment. And if we don't get enough runs to get the W on two earned through seven innings, that's on the bats. That's not on the pitcher. You can't go into Citizen Bank Park and expect to shut someone out. You just can't. So you got to get out there and do that. By the way, I do want to touch on this because I don't think I hit on it yesterday. I had it jotted down, and I realized after the show that I don't think I ever got to this. Man, that thing they did to Charlie Culberson was dirty. I mean, that was dirty. What in the heck? You're going to have that man throwing out the first pitch with his dad, have his dad throw out the first pitch on Father's Day? You DFA him? And that's great that Michael Harris's dad stepped in and was there to... That had to felt dirty for them, too. Man, that's dirty. They should have given some kind of an option. First of all, it's not like Trump played in that game. That was dirty, man. They should have let his dad throw out that first pitch. No matter what. Even if Charlie wasn't technically supposed to be on the field, whatever, let some, I don't know, figure that part out. But, man, that's dirty. All that guy has done for the organization, it's, man, it just, and I hate saying that because by far my favorite organization, but man, when you get into the weeds of that and you look at that, you're like, dude, and look, we know it's a business, blah, blah, blah. Wasn't like Trump was getting the start on Father's Day, and Culberson has been known to be able to get behind the plate as an emergency catcher. So he could have stayed on the roster. They could have made this move going into this game. I'm sure it wasn't... Well, you know what? I don't know who made the actual final call on it, but I'm not going to put it at the feet of Snicker. But, man, it was just cringy. It was cringy. My pick to click tonight, well, we got a lefty on the mound. So I'm looking for a righty. Man, Acuna. I think it's about time for Acuna to get rocking and rolling. He's having a good season. But I want to see him wallop one out of the building. I think he's going to get to Suarez, the straw that stirs the drink. Let's take Acuna's pick to click. But if I had a number two guy to look at, man, it'd be Kevin Pillar. Man, that dude steps up, man. Seems like every time they get him in there, he rakes one over the wall. All right. Let's take a quick break. Getting you set for Braves-Phillies. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country. Get your game face on, Braves Country. God dog it, it's Phillies. This ain't the Rockies. We're playing the Phillies tonight. You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
If baseball is about caring, about loyalty and rivalry.
Baerga is 0 for 3. Left center field, Grissom on the run. The team of the 90s has its world championship.
There's a very peaceful thing. It was created and played in pastures and meadows. There's grass, there's outdoors, there's everything that people thought was American and feel about America. You get in a ballpark, and it's the wonder of walking through that dark tunnel and seeing a huge open space where men play the little boy's game.
I believe in the Church of Baseball. I've tried all the major religions and most of the minor ones. I know things. For instance, there are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball. I prefer metaphysics to theology. You see, there's no guilt in baseball, and it's never boring. It's a long season, and you gotta trust it. I've tried them all, I really have, and the only church that truly feeds the soul day in, day out is the Church of Baseball.
Touch them all, Joe! You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life!
In right center. If he hits one there, we can dance in the streets. The 2-1. Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Braves. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win. Braves win. Braves win. Braves win.
You're in Braves country.
We're down to one strike here. Gurriel, the last hope for the Houston Astros. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced over to Dansby. Dansby fires it over to first. And here comes the dog pile. Fire the cannons in the battery. Do the chop all throughout Braves country. Pop that top. Your Atlanta Braves have won it all.
Oh, say can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we once were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red
you pull up an armchair, girls and boys, and join us for Braves Country Baseball. We are live in the scene at Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where we're set to bring you pitch by pitch, play by play of your Atlanta Braves. Hi, I'm Mac McGee. Here are your starting lineups for today's action. Leading off for your Atlanta Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr. playing right field. Batting 325 on the year with 15 home runs, 45 RBI, 30 stolen bases. Ozzie Albies playing second, batting second. 17 homers, 52 RBI, 3 stolen bases, a .269 average. Austin Riley batting third, playing third. 11 homers, 34 RBI, 1 stolen base, and a .260 average. Travis d'Arnaud playing cleanup. And he's behind the plate. 4 home runs, 14 RBI, .268 average. Matt Olson, batting fifth and playing first. 20 home runs, 51 RBI, a stolen base, and a .233 average. Marcelo Ozuna is your designated hitter. He's got 13 home runs on the year, 30 RBI, .241 average. And Orlando Arcia, playing shortstop and batting seventh. 6 homers. 25 RBI, a stolen base, and a .341 average. Pilar is in left field. 6 homers, 17 RBI, 3 stolen bases, batting .271. And Michael Harris II will be patrolling center field for your Atlanta Braves. 6 homers, 20 RBI, 7 stolen bases. His batting average is up to .249. On the mound for your Atlanta Braves, Spencer Strider, who comes in with a 7-2 record, 4.12 ERA, a 1.13 whip, 78 innings pitched, 59 hits allowed, 127 strikeouts, 30 walks, and 12 home runs given up. He'll be going head-to-head with Ranger Suarez, who's 1-2 with a 3.82 ERA, a 1.33 whip, 37 and two-thirds innings, 38 hits allowed, 35 strikeouts, 12 walks, and two home runs given up. Leading off for the hometown Phillies, Kyle Schwarber playing left field, 20 home runs, 41 RBI, 187 average. Trey Turner batting second and playing short, 7 home runs, 22 RBI, 12 stolen bases, a 247 average. Nick Castellanos is in right field, batting third, 8 home runs, 42 RBI, 4 stolen bases, a 315 average. Bryce Harper is the designated hitter with a 296 clip in 152 at-bats. He has 3 home runs, 16 RBI, 5 stolen bases. JT Realmuto is behind the plate, 8 home runs, 28 RBI, 10 stolen bases, batting 258. And Bryson Stott is the second baseman with 7 home runs, 29 RBI, 10 stolen bases, and a 296 average. Alec Bohm is the third baseman, 7 home runs, 45 RBI, 2 stolen bases, and a 268 average. And Clemens is batting eighth, playing first, with 4 homers, 12 RBI, 248 on the year. Brandon Marsh is in center field with 5 home runs, 27 RBI, 4 stolen bases, and a 252 average. Behind home plate tonight, Alfonso Marquez, the first base umpire, Ramon DeJesus. Behind second base, Lance Barrett. And down the third baseline is Alex McKay. And that's your lineups for Braves versus Phillies. Game one of a 3-game set. 6:40 first pitch. It's expected to be about mid-70s, game getting into the high 60s by the end. We're here at Citizens Bank Ballpark, which holds 42,901. Atlanta comes in minus 145 on the money line. Over under is 8.5. It's a showdown between the Atlanta Braves, first in the NL East, 8 games in front of the Philadelphia Phillies. These two teams have represented the National League in the World Series, winning the NL pennant in 2021, which the Braves went on to win the World Series in 2022, where the Phillies lost a hard-fought series to the Houston Astros. Well, it's about that time. Pull up an armchair. Grab you a cold one. It's Braves-Phillies, Game 1. Get your game face on, Braves Country. Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.